Track 6, back to the news. Men get it too. Check your pecs. That's the message from a male breast cancer survivor who sat down with a Mid-Devon advertiser to discuss his experience with the disease. Breast cancer in men is a rare disease, accounting for approximately 1% of all breast cancer cases. David Timms, who lives in Paignton but works in Newton Abbot, was among that 1%. I shaved my chest and afterwards I was left with an itch, David said. I thought nothing of it. I'd used an electric razor, so I thought it was probably just a shaving rash. I put up with this itch for around 8 weeks, but then I had some seepage out the end of my nipple, clear liquid in a dot of blood. And that's when it all started, he added. David, 62, promptly went to the doctors and within 3 days he saw a specialist at the John Parkes Dermatology Day Unit at Torbay Hospital. Further tests followed, including a biopsy, which David describes as the worst thing I have had. Having the biopsy, David was diagnosed with stage 3 breast cancer. My initial reaction was, what can we do about it? Let's crack on, David said. Throughout my life, I have had a few things I've had to tackle, he added. In this instance, to give David the best chance moving forward, he would need a mastectomy. David remained stoic in the face of such a life-changing procedure. It's probably the male mind, but I never thought, why me? You've got it. Tackle it, David said. I've never been one of these people that say this is unfair. I'm a natural survivor. I mention it to people at work, but it was one of those things where they say, it's not really a thing men get. You can tell people about it, but whether they listen is another story, he added. Throughout his trips back and forth to Torbay Hospital, David came to know Newton Abbot WI's Karen Jenks. I approached the breast care unit and asked if we could make mastectomy heart pillows and drainage bags, Karen said. Sewn on the pillows says, Handmade with Love by Newton Abbot WI. We suddenly got this card from the Buckland Centre from this lovely man. He wrote that it was very much a woman's world and that he had felt very different, but because we have sent the pillows, he knew someone had cared, she added. What are the main symptoms of breast cancer in men? A lump or swelling in your chest or armpit? Liquid leaking from your nipples, in which may have blood in it. Changes in the size or shape of either side of your chest. Sores or ulcers on your chest. A change in the shape or look of your nipple, such as it turning inwards, an inverted nipple or a rash on it, may look like eczema. The NHS says to check your chest regularly so you know what's normal for you.
Plea to drivers after series of serious collisions. Devon and Cornwall Police have issued an urgent message to road users after a series of serious collisions in the southwest. Between the 1st of April and May the 6th, Devon and Cornwall Police have attended 17 serious collisions. As a result of these collisions, 9 people have sadly lost their lives and a further 9 people have suffered serious injuries. Chief Inspector Simon Jenkinson of Devon and Cornwall Police's road policing team said each one of these collisions is a tragedy and will have devastating effects for the family and friends of the people involved. I'm urging all motorists living locally or visiting on holiday to adjust their driving in accordance with the road conditions, stick to a safe speed and take extra time to look out for other road users. The past few weeks have been truly tragic, and the last thing our officers want to do is knock on any more doors to tell someone a loved one isn't coming home. Whether you are driving, riding or walking, please take extra care when out on our roads. Alison Hernandez, the Police and Crime Commissioner for Devon, Cornwall and the Isles of Scilly, is chairman of the Vision Zero Southwest Road Safety Partnership. Commissioner Hernandez said, each of these tragic collisions will have a devastating impact on the friends and family of those involved. Through Vision Zero Southwest, we are working hard with our partners to reduce the number of deaths and serious injuries on our roads and put an end to this senseless and avoidable loss of life. Accordingly, road safety remains one of my top priorities as I start a new term of office.
Preparations for street work starts. Preparations for the joint scheme by Teignbridge District Council and Devon County Council to enhance Queen Street in Newton Abbot has got underway. A liaison officer is visiting businesses in the street from this week to discuss the work and any concerns and put plans in place to support them throughout the duration of the scheme. The scheme, which proved controversial from the outset, includes a major resurfacing programme for the roads and pavements to replace tired and damaged surfaces and widen the pavements to create more space for shoppers. It also involves changes to traffic flow and a reduction of the number of on-street parking spaces. Newton Abbot Town Council has called for the plans to be abandoned. The Queen Street Traders and Residents Association, who are also calling for the scheme to be abandoned, have instructed Midlands-based lawyers Lodders to fight their case. Construction is expected to start later this month and be completed by November. It will progress in seven phases, starting at Queen Street's western end and finishing at its eastern end. But what can be expected throughout? 1. During the day, pedestrians will always be able to access Queen Street. 2. Visitors will be able to walk along Queen Street as usual to visit shops and businesses. 3. Occasionally, pavements will be closed in the evening for safety reasons, but clear signs will help everyone navigate the area. 4. Devon County Council is working with bus operators to minimise disruption to local bus services. 5. Queen Street will stay open for visiting vehicles, just as it is now, during most of the construction phases. 6. TDC are working with DCC to keep as much parking as possible available throughout the work. 7. TDC are offering discounted parking on the top two levels of the Sherborne Road multi-storey car park. 8. Blue badge holders can still park on Queen Street and use the blue badge holder bays on Victoria Place and nearby car parks. And 9. Signage at the Avenue Junction and other gateway areas will promote Queen Street as open for business, and scheme information boards will provide visitors and residents with further details about the ongoing works.
New Mayor for Dawlish. Councillor Lynn Goodman-Bradbury is the new Mayor of Dawlish. Town councillors unanimously agreed that she would serve as Mayor for the coming year with Councillor Anthony James as her deputy. Her charities for the year are Dawlish Against Plastic, the Strand Community Centre and Talking Newspapers Dawlish and Tynmouth. She was given the chain of office by the outgoing Mayor, Councillor Rosie Dawson. One of her first duties was reading the historic proclamation to mark the national celebration of the first anniversary of the coronation of King Charles III and Queen Camilla. The proclamation was specifically written for the occasion and agreed with Buckingham Palace.